Okay, we are back again, our weekly edition of my podcast. I'm here talking about sports again, but you know what? I'm gonna do this alone. I'm not gonna do this alone. I'm here with my man again, Chavo. Chavo, how you doing?
Pretty good, man.
Good?
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling, man?
Awesome, man. And ready, brother.
You know what? I'm mad, man. Those Clippers, man, they tear apart, man. Those damn Clippers.
They come back, man. You can't kill them. You can't put them down.
It almost feels like when they go 0-2, they're going to win.
They're the deepest team left in the NBA. They're the deepest team in the NBA.
You know what? And we have plenty more to talk about that. But first, I want to go back.
Can't wait.
Oh, yes, sir. But first, I want to go back to last week. We were talking about Game 7. Mm-hmm. That was going to happen Saturday, because we did it on Friday, right?
Yeah.
It was Saturday. Game starting against the Bucks and the Nets. You went with the Nets, but barely.
Yes.
Yeah, I went with the Bucks and barely.
Yeah.
You know, we both could have gone either way.
Yeah.
The Bucks ended up winning, of course. But I don't know which one. I want to talk about a little bit of that game really quick before we start going into the current games. And I just want to say how I think in the playoffs, that's when you really see the coaches. Mm-hmm. You really see who is a coach and who's just their substitute players in and out.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to discredit Steve Nash. It's his first year. You know, hey, your first year and you have all his all-stars or whatever. You know, you figure, okay, just give them the ball. They're going to win. What I'm trying to get to is Kevin Durant, the minutes.
Yes,
the
sir.
The minutes played.
Yes, sir. He just worked KD till there was nothing left, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just gave the ball all game long, you know, and no rest time.
You know, and it makes a difference because, like, they have the ball.
Inexperience.
I mean, it goes to show how simple a timeout can help out a player and stuff
like that. Yes, exactly.
And the fourth quarter, they gave it to KD. No, they gave it to Harden. Mm-hmm. Harden goes to the logo, half court, and instead of calling like a timeout, hey man, okay, because I think they still have a timeout or two.
Even on a replay, KD, you can see KD over there at the bench, like, gasping for air. Yeah. You know what I mean? So call that timeout. Just give him a minute.
Give him the minute. Yeah,
give him a minute.
Know, or tell somebody, or a player that you don't even care for, give a foul, technical something. You know, buy yourself a time like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
But on that game though, KD scored like what, 48, I think?
Yes, 48.
48 points, okay. So, how much of the blame do you put on KD for losing?
I think KD gave you everything he had, man. So he played, I think, in my opinion, he played an excellent game. I mean, it's just like you said, man. He had no more legs. Even on the final two shots, you could just see he wasn't even close to touching the rim, man. Like, mm-hmm. like in the shot before that final three he took, I just said it. I told my son, that's it. That he's got no more legs left. It's over.
That's crazy.
It's over, man.
Yeah, how tired you can get that basketball? Yeah. Like what? I don't know, a couple of ounces or two pounds or something, and you can't even reach it.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy. That goes to show how exhausting you can get.
Game 6, he played the whole game. Game 7, the whole game. I mean,
and there was an overtime on game 6, or which game was it?
That game
overtime?
7 was overtime.
Game 7, yeah. Overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, he played 48 minutes in game 6 and then 53 minutes in game
right,
7.
Yeah, 53 minutes in overtime.
So, yeah, man. I mean, catch us up. Soreness, all that.
Shoot. That's true, man. But the Bucks ended up winning. Now, do you give Giannis any credit for the victory?
Oh yeah, man. Giannis stepped up, man. Giannis at 40 points. I mean, he stepped up. He played 50 minutes, man. I mean, it was a do or die time for him. I mean, I'm happy he pulled through.
Yeah, because I don't think if the Nets are healthier next year, come this time around, and they meet the Bucks, I don't think there's a chance.
No. So. No, if the Nets would have been healthy, I mean, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, but even like that, man, I mean, Kate going back to KD, right? I mean, KD had no help. nobody stepped up, man. Even those the Harden, the 22 points from Harden. I mean, I didn't see him. What was it, like free throws or something? I mean, like I can't even remember, man. Points, yeah, he had 22 points.
Like, where? They just give him the stats or what? This is looking look nice. But you know what? Man, there's a lot I want to talk about here. Harden in the playoffs throughout his career, has he ever really shown up?
Never. No.
Nah. And then there's one thing where he said in the post comments, he's like, my hamstring is worse. It was a grade two.
Two, yeah. He said he was a grade two.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Dude, you're just, I don't know. In the playoffs, when it counts, I've never seen you show up.
There's some guys that just have it, man. I think you could just see him in the regular season. He just balling, going all out, MVP. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had another MVP season this year.
Sir.
And
yes, sir.
But like I said, like I wanted to see come playoff time. I want to see it, like him, Kyrie, because I got no question on KD, man. I ain't got no. I know the answer on that one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but Harden and Kyrie, are they gonna be there? No, that and I guess we all saw what happened, man.
We all know the history with the injuries.
Yeah, Kyrie, yeah, man.
Missing all the playoffs, kind of injury. Kevin Durant is part of the only one. Yeah, that one major injury.
Yeah,
you know that one kind of sucks. But
there's no way KD was leaving that court, man.
No. But you know what? You mentioned something right now. I'm gonna throw in this little 2 cents here, or whatever. But you said KD had no help.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know who I'm thinking about now who had no help throughout his entire career?
Yes.
Right. LeBron James. Now, not to, I know you and I, with LeBron James, we're probably like the president of the fan club there or whatever, but mm-hmm. It's just, if you really stop to think, love him or hate him, you know, you have witnessed him actually.
Greatness, man.
Greatness, yeah. Greatness, man. Like, appreciate it because.
I mean, he does it by himself. He makes everybody else better, man. I mean, you see all these other shooters, all these guys that have been bouncing around the league and everything, and he makes him.
He makes him relevant.
Yeah, he makes him relevant. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess that's the difference between KD and LeBron. You know, the LeBron's. I think he's more mature, I think, than KD, man. You know, LeBron doesn't show his emotions a lot. And he just goes with his team and, like I said, makes everybody better.
Yeah, LeBron is cerebral. Mm-hmm. He is like, like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
You know, he's just studying your opponent. You know, he's more of a defensive guy. Then when he knows he has an opening, that's when you go attack.
Yeah.
You know, and I think KD is more just like the what was it, Logan Paul or Jake Paul or something. You know, he just came out swinging, boom, 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 you know. That's what I heard KD, like, okay, I'm the best shooter alive. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to do what I do best.
I'm going to shoot. Yeah, I'm going to shoot.
But, you know, like I said, the difference between LeBron and KD,
yep,
one's more like, okay, I'm studying as I'm playing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make my teammates better. And then when it's time to attack, when I need to, boom.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
I think LeBron knows when to do what he does. You know, he knows the moment, the situation when he got to act. You know, what I got to do. Do I got to shoot now?
Right.
Do I got to pass now? Right. Rebound, you know? I mean, I'm not just looking to score, man. Yeah. I'm making the basketball play. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's I think he knows when to do it, you know?
Yeah.
When to act.
Because I think that's another reason why KD just got hurt. I mean, tired. Because he was just shooting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you play a pickup game with the guys in the park. Have you ever played that game, 21, where you just, it's like all out. You have to score 21 points.
Yeah, yeah.
You against everybody against you, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just shooting. Yeah. You want to get 21, they bring you back to 11.
Yeah.
And, dude, that game, you guess it out.
Man, and then they finished his legs, man. I mean, then they were just throwing defenders at him, and PJ Tucker, man, underneath him. I mean,
yeah, dude. So it was a great series, man.
Yeah,
it ended just the way it was supposed to end. Game 7,
exactly.
Overtime, last shot. you know, it was something else.
But I mean, I'm glad, and you know, I picked the Nets, but I'm glad the Bucks pulled through, man, because I really wanted Giannis to, because KD's done it before, you know.
And yeah.
I think Giannis needs to show up and prove mm-hmm. is a two-time MVP Defensive mm-hmm. Player of the Year. Yes. I want to see it. To be honest, I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, that makes sure. I want to see it too.
Yeah, I want to see it, man.
So okay, so enough about the past. Let's go about what's happening right now. You have four teams left. Mm-hmm. We have the Suns, we have the Clippers, the Bucks, and the Hawks. The Hawks are the most surprising team, man, dude. If you told me at the beginning of the season,
I'm still surprised, man. I'm still surprised.
Eastern Conference, I would be like, yeah, we're ready.
I'm still surprised on that. I mean, it's been crazy, man. They're the Cinderella story, but they play defense, man. They know how to play defense, and they're a complete team, I think.
The end of the winning game one. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't want to make excuses for anybody, but I think one of the reasons why they won game one was because the Bucks just came off a very tough emotional game seven. Just a couple of days. They probably don't even have to recover mentally.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, I mean, like, yeah, it's a new series. It's focused on the new games and whatnot. But the Bucks, when I saw them play, they were just off.
I don't yeah, know, yeah.
About that they were just off.
Middleton was off too. Middleton
was off too. I think they're going to be more prepared for game two.
I think, but what happened, I think, was that the Hawks just out-rebounded them. Like, Capella.
Right.
Collins, they just out rebounded the Bucks. I mean,
but you know,
offensive rebounds.
What was that? Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Well, Capella, he's a good guy. He's like he's a defender, you know.
Yeah, he's a defender, mm-hmm. and he had 19 rebounds, man. I mean,
19 rebounds.
19 rebounds. Cool. Yeah. And he gave you those 12 offensive points. I mean, he was there and manning up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he took care of business. That's what I like about these teams, man. I feel like with these teams, maybe we'll bust them out, but I'll get to that in a bit. They all know the roles.
Yeah.
Every player out there, okay, you're the rebounder, get the damn ball. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Get the rebound. You're the shooter, go shoot. You know, you're a defensive guy, go defend. The Hawks, man, dude, I never give him credit. Like
Coach McMillan, man.
Coach McMillan
is coaching them up, man. I mean, he's a good coach, defensive coach, and I think ever since he was the head coach, what they're like 37 and like 14. I want to throw out that number only. I mean, so he got hired in the season or halfway through the year. You
and
know
he,
what I mean?
He picked up their spirits.
Yeah.
Something about it, because they're all a bunch of young guys in the Hawks, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he just knows how to control their egos. Well, Trae Young, you know, he's out there. But that's fine. You know, you're having fun. You're winning.
But you need somebody like
that.
He's got that confidence, man. Yeah, I like it. I like that.
Yeah. We see that confidence and be like, okay, we got this guy. Okay, you know
we got a guy.
We got a guy.
We got a guy.
And Trae Young is crazy, man.
He's coming out, man. He's coming out as a superstar, I think. I mean, I already knew, felt that he was a superstar, you know what I mean?
Right.
But now he's showing it. Like, I mean, but we'll see. We'll see what
we'll see.
I can't wait for some more.
I still have the Bucks winning the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know why? I only say that because I've never given the Hawks that benefit of the doubt. The Hawks
might have a
chance to win the series. I never give them that, so that's the only reason.
Same here, man.
You know,
I didn't think they were gonna get past the Knicks. I was like, I don't know about this series. This is like the one I don't want to see in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And they go out, they beat the Knicks, the Sixers. You're like, nah, they're not gonna beat the Sixers, man. Nah. So like, and then they ended up winning in six, right?
Seven. Game
seven.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
They went to game seven.
Oh, yeah. Game seven.
That's
yeah.
True. That is very true. I forgot.
Yeah,
they're also coming off of game seven. You're right.
And then now the Bucks, they won game
they
one.
They won game one.
I think they've been winning, game ones in every series now?
Yeah. It's the Knicks. Yes. The
Sixers for sure. Yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good sign. Oh, man.
Ice trade.
Ice trade. Okay, really quick. I said I have the Bucks and overall winning it. You said you have the Bucks overall winning it, but is that your official answer?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So we have the Bucks in the finals. Now let's go to the other side. Mm-hmm. Clippers and Suns. Oh, man, that game yesterday, man. No, wait, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Game two.
Yeah.
What a finish.
Man.
Dude, I was like.
Both games have been interesting, man. That those finishes that.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me some more.
Give me game seven.
Yeah, give me some more.
I made a bet with you.
Yeah.
The Suns were going to sweep. You know, and I was high off my emotion, I guess, off of game
from
one.
From game one, or yeah.
Something.
I don't know why.
I should have told you five.
No, I thought about it. I thought about it too. Like, I like my odds.
And I lost. That's the second time I lose to you in the postseason.
Yeah.
I'll bet you again something else, but I'm not going to lose that third time. I'm not. Yeah, but congratulations, man. I had them sweep. You said the Clippers were better than that.
Yeah.
Even though Kawhi's not there.
Man.
You know, it would have been a huge difference.
I wish Kawhi was playing, man. Honestly, I mean, I'm a big Lakers fan. Mm. But I never gave the Clippers any thought, honestly. Mm. And they're good, man. They're good. I just wish if Kawhi would have been there, maybe I would be rethinking my pick, you know.
Well, this series might have been either 2-1 on the Clippers.
Yeah,
the Clippers.
Two. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For the Clippers. But yeah, they had a chance to win game two. They won yesterday, so man, it would have been different. But again, I go back.
They're loaded. They're loaded, man.
They're loaded.
I see it now. I see it now.
Yeah, and I go back to what I said earlier about the in the playoffs. You see the players, the superstars, and all that, mm-hmm. but you also see with the coaches.
Yeah.
Ty Lue, mm-hmm. I think it's something special.
He is, man.
Because in the Mavericks were down 0-2 against the Mavs. Everybody was like, oh, Luka, the Clippers don't have it. And they had Kawhi.
Yeah.
But I guess something happened.
What he said in that series, I've always been the underdog. You know, I've always been down. People doubted me. So.
Yeah. He makes those adjustments because even back.
He makes the adjustments.
Yes, sir. Back when they were with the. When he first got off with the Cavs, mm-hmm. I think he took over David Blatt as a coach, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. Dude, he took him to the finals.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you have LeBron, right? But now I'm going to go back even more about how LeBron and the team of the Cavs, they just didn't believe in David Blatt.
No.
Do you remember that one playoff where David Blatt threw up a play? LeBron's like, no, I don't like it. Give me the ball.
Yeah, give me the
ball. I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he was going to give the ball to, I believe, Kyrie.
Uh-huh.
And LeBron like, nah.
Yeah.
I want the ball.
He changed
give
the play.
Me the ball.
I mean, he's like, give me the ball, and it worked. I think because he ended up making that shot.
Yeah.
He ended up making that shot. Mm-hmm. So, they didn't really respect that guy or see him as a coach. But then here comes Ty Lue.
Yeah.
I guess he made whatever calls that they like. And what I guess what I'm trying to get to is, they play for the coach.
Yes.
And I feel like these Clipper teams are playing for Ty Lue.
Yeah, they are. They are, man. Yep.
So they have a very good chance. I can't count out the Clippers.
Don't count them out.
As much as I think the Suns are still. I still got the Suns. But that's because, I mean, the Suns. The Suns have a lot of, like, the mask that Booker is wearing.
Yeah, the injuries. They're coming. The injuries are coming, man.
CP3, yeah. Was coming back from protocol, he missed the two games. He's healthy, but I mean, missing those games, I'm sure it must have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your win, your condition, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that comes out, and then, I mean, that mask, man, that Booker, man, that's a big one, man. That
yeah, I can just imagine playing with that
broken nose, you
broken
know.
Broken nose. Yeah. maybe it gets a little foggy underneath the eyes or something, you know.
How can you breathe, man? I mean, I don't know if I could play with a broken nose.
Oh, that's true. Is it broken?
I don't know. They haven't said, but it's crooked.
It's
so
crooked. Yeah,
it's crooked. Yeah, it's not. It's not right.
It's
not right. He's gonna need to fix it.
Oh man, what about playoff George? is he officially over the hump?
Now the name fits. The name fits now. I think I like it, man. I like it. Averaging 27 points a game.
Yeah.
Double-digit rebounds.
It's almost as if
the assists are up there too, man. I mean,
it's almost as if the
and his shots, man. The shots just look crisp. You know, those three pointers, yeah, everything, man. Yeah. He's playing defense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's passing now.
I think the only thing he messed up was two free throws.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He missed. That's hard hit.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's been there.
He's been there.
The opposite of what James Harden has been.
Yes.
Because they both had the label. In the playoffs, they just don't show up. One, Harden went down, or just stayed the same. Paul George has been rising to the occasion.
We go to Ty Lue again, man.
Okay.
Pushing the right buttons.
Yes, sir.
Pushing the right buttons on Paul George.
He's a good coach, man, but you can't. I mean, all these coaches, man, I love them all.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Because Paul George, he's a superstar. He's got the talent. Mm-hmm. He's got the talent, man. I think he just needs somebody to believe in him, you know, and that's where coach comes in.
Yeah, exactly right.
Pushing it.
And look what's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's showing up. I like it. I like it.
Okay, so I've gone on record by saying I got the Suns winning. I just don't think the Clippers 0-2 again for the third time to come up.
It's
a different team. I just maybe game seven, yeah, maybe they go all the way. My sweep ain't gonna happen.
No.
It didn't happen. That's okay. More basketball. That's fine. Just give us more. So I got the Suns officially winning it all.
Yeah.
Do you officially have the Suns winning it all?
Yes, but barely.
Ooh, barely.
Yes. Yeah. Because I like the Suns are good, man. They're my pick, but the Clippers, man, they got the length, they got the players, they throw players at you different. I mean, they got defenders. Anybody can score on that team, and they're the best 3-point shooting team in the league. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So it's gonna be tough, but I'm gonna stick with my pick, go with the Suns.
I hope it's just a great series, man. Now that I lost my bet,
yes,
I want a great series. From both ends, from the Eastern and from the West, okay?
Yeah.
But we have the Suns and the Bucks in the championship game. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What would have thought?
Well, let's see if now, I mean, Giannis has to.
Yeah, Giannis
do
has
it.
None of that. There's no more off games.
No.
You can't have that. No.
He's been balling.
He's been balling, yeah, except for I just need him to be superb. That's it, from here on out.
Just do it. And now, and with the Suns, I'm a little worried now with Devin Booker and CP3, right. And now that young kid with that ankle injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, the injuries are coming. The injuries are coming. This is where you gut it out, man. This is round number 8. Your heavyweight fight. Let's go.
It's time to
shut up and go home or go to the championship game. What
take those punches and keep on moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
we're almost out of time, but I want to incorporate a little game for my man here. Manchello here. I'm going to throw in 60 seconds. I'm going to ask him some questions. It's not just about basketball. We're going to throw in a couple of football and baseball questions there too. And I want to see what his response is. So, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Yeah, 60 seconds. Go ahead. Not just a yes or no answer. You give me what you actually think.
Okay.
And we take it from there. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 60 seconds. We start now. We're going to start off with MLB. Who has a better chance of making the World Series? Dodgers or the Astros?
The Dodgers.
Ooh.
They're a loaded team. Pitching staff.
They're getting healthier, too.
Yes, sir. They're getting healthier.
Back.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I agree
yes,
with
sir.
You there. How about your Cowboys? Are they
about them.
A better team than 500?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely now with Dak now and I think that Parsons the linebacker and we getting our offensive line healthy.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I like
cool.
it.
Okay. Steve Kerr made a comment that KD is a more gifted player than Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would you rather have? KD, Michael Jordan, or LeBron James?
Oh LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Most complete player.
My man.
Most complete player.
Yee, yes, sir. Okay, last question. Who's the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oof.
MVP.
Oh, MVP.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, okay, good. Joe, good job today, brother. Good job, brother. I enjoyed talking to you, man. We're going to do this again.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Hopefully everybody had a fun time listening to us. We enjoy it. If you have any questions, if you want to throw in some questions, just feel free to email me at GeraldSalinas29@yahoo.com. Gerald, that's with the G. And you want to throw in some questions that we want to talk about, that you are curious of finding out what we think about it, by all means, man, you send us an email. We'll do our best to answer it. So, Joe, do you have any last things you want to say?
Enjoy this playoffs, man. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year, man.
Yes, sir.
Fans are back. Players are back. Let's go, baby.
Can't wait to do it again.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We appreciate it.